on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook.
The Sportscast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sportscast.
Sportscast, May 29th, 2024. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, X, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. Visit our website, thesportscast.net, or you could get our app, The Sportscast, in the App Store. Also, follow us on X at the Sportscast One, also Instagram at the Sportscast One. It is that time of year, the Super Bowl in Europe, the Champions League final between Real Madrid and Borussia Dortmund. And I cannot think of anyone else to preview this match but Jaime Fernandez, newly father and back in the Sportscast. Welcome back.
Thank you, Santiago. It's a pleasure always to be part of your podcast and be part of a sportcast in general. I love sports and ready to talk about everything.
Exactly. So tell us your story about now you have a newly born. How was that experience this past month? I know it's never easy, but how was it?
It's good. I'm very happy. I'm actually happy that I named my kid Santiago. Have something in common with a very good friend like you, and I'm very happy. It's funny. I have a very fun fact. Like the first day or second day that we're still in the hospital, and one of the doctors says, "Okay, now it's time to put any clothes that you want." So of course, Mariah had two or three clothes in mind, super nice. You know, she wanted to wear those, and the doctor says, "No, that one no, because you still have some like cables and air. That one no, because it's better that it doesn't have a zipper." So Mariah pulled out some pants with a shirt, like for baby, of course. Said, "No, pants, better no." So then she was like, "I don't have nothing else." And then I pulled out from the backpack a body that we got as a present like 2 or 3 months ago. It was a Real Madrid one.
I knew it.
So I was like, it was meant to be. When I pull it up, this doctor, she didn't even know what was Real Madrid, I promise.
No way.
She looked at the body and she said, "That one is perfect." And I said, it was meant to be. So one of the first pictures of Santiago, which I'm going to send it to you, is actually Santiago wearing a Real Madrid jersey. And it's the same jersey that I have right there, which is the year that we won the Liga and the Champions.
Unbelievable. That was a good year. Who was the star player back then?
Who is what?
Who was the star player back then?
What do you mean? The star? Oh, the star of Real Madrid?
I think that year, it wasn't Bellingham, wasn't there, right?
No, I think that year I would say the best of the season was probably either Modric or Benzema, but also Vini, Rodrigo. It was a good year.
It was a good year, but this year's better.
Courtois did an amazing game, that game.
Anyways, we're not going to talk about Luis Rubiales today, but we're going to talk about the finale of Real Madrid Borussia Dortmund. How did the Borussia Dortmund get to the final? They beat PSG in aggregate 2-0. Real Madrid, they beat Bayern Munich on a dramatic 4-3 aggregate victory. Jaime, you're a Real Madrid fan. What are your thoughts over their journey, their trek to this finale? That will be played this Saturday in Wembley Stadium, England.
Well, first of all, I want to start with this big news. I have the privilege that I'm going to be part of that final. I got into a Real Madrid raffle as a member. and I was lucky. I got the ticket, and I was thinking, you know, it's meant to be. I mean, I just.
But you're always lucky. You always get those tickets.
I just became a dad. I'm lucky to have this ticket. I looked to my wife. I'm like, Mariah, what do you think? She was like, I know you're the happiest person with football. So I cannot tell you, I cannot hold you back from going to the final of the Champions League. I know you know you're going to be the happiest person. So go, enjoy, and come back soon. So I'm like, okay. And I look for tickets. I find very good flight. So I'm just literally going to be in London for 48 hours.
Wow.
I'll be back on Sunday. But yeah, I'm very happy that I'm going to be, this is going to be my fourth final of the Champions League.
Fourth Champions League final. Unbelievable. Because you were up in Dublin, was it?
I went to Lisbon. I went to the Cardiff one.
Yeah, Cardiff.
That's the one. I also went to the Paris one 2 years ago.
Yeah, so, and that Paris one was crazy. I remember when the security was tough on Liverpool fans, not Real Madrid for some reason.
No. It was just they there was people around the stadium robbing, and it happened to be that they robbed the English people, but they also robbed some Spanish people. The only thing is they barely robbed like maybe 10, so that's not big for a new. But as Liverpool, there was like thousands of people. And I don't know, you remember the game basically delayed 5 minutes.
Wasn't it like for an hour?
Almost 45 minutes, yeah.
45 minutes. I remember that. Like, you know, they were showing camera work. They were showing Zidane, Ronaldo, like too many times. I was getting tired of seeing Zinedine Zidane all the time.
I was nervous. Inside, I was nervous because when you see that there is no Liverpool fans, you are like, something is going on. And you think the worst, but you don't know. We didn't know anything. We were inside the stadiums and we didn't know anything. But answering to your question, how did Real Madrid got here? Again, I mean, when Real Madrid starts every Champions League, sorry to say that, but it's true. We are the favorites to win. But this year, I felt from the beginning that the favorites were Manchester City. Everybody agree, Manchester City won last year.
Manchester City champions. Yeah.
Destroyed Real Madrid last year with a 4-0. They were doing great in the Premier League. They won the Premier League last year. Again, they won the Premier League this year. So, yeah, Manchester City is probably one of the best teams in the world and one of the best teams of last season. They ended up winning 4 titles, right, or 5 titles. So crazy numbers, crazy victories. So when the Champions League starts, of course, as a Madrid fan, you know that Real Madrid is probably going to be there. But what we didn't expect is to face Manchester City again for the third consecutive year. So that game, I remember it was tough. It was tough, even in the Bernabeu was first. But, you know,
Was a 2-2 in the first leg, right?
It was... 3-2.
Oh, 3-3. Right? Oh, wow. More goals. Wow.
I think it was 3-3 or 2-2. I don't know. I'm right now. But anyways, my point is like Real Madrid scored there at Manchester City and then they were able to keep the net safe for all the game until they tie. And finally, we ended up in penalties. But I think we deserve that one. And then, obviously, we had a tough game against Bayern Munich. Everybody thought that it was going to be easy to beat Bayern Munich. But Bayern Munich is Real Madrid. It's one of the classic games. It's the game that we've seen the most in the Champions League. So we can call it like a classic. It's like in NBA, Celtics against Lakers, right? It's one of those finals that you know that they are going to play. But the difference is Real Madrid and Bayern, they never play in a final of the Champions League.
Wow.
So you start thinking and it's like, well, it happened to be that maybe we're going to see each other in semifinals always. But I think Real Madrid did great. And yeah, you always need to be a little bit of luck to getting into the Champions League final. And I recognize Real Madrid is only playing, is also playing good, but also is he gets luck.
But yeah, a lot of luck. Now, which matchup was tougher? You think the Bayern Munich matchup or the Manchester City matchup?
Definitely the Manchester City. Because I feel like, you know, like, not only that it was tough, it's, I remember suffering. Like, suffering at the Etihad. We scored super fast, but then we suffered the entire game. And, you know, finally, it went to penalties, so more suffered. So... I'm happy we beat them, even that it was in penalties. Every single round counts, right? So we were great, and who were gonna think that three defenders, Lucas Vázquez, Rudiger, and Nacho, were gonna score the penalties and we're gonna get us in semifinals. So let's see. Now I gotta say, Santiago, I'm very, very respectful with Borussia Dortmund.
Why?
Because Real Madrid thinks, some Real Madrid fans think, like, Real Madrid get to the final and he's going to win, that's it. But no, I mean, when you play a Champions League final, you need to be respectful. You need to be knowing that even though you're a favorite, you need to play 90 minutes and you need to be at your best. Because, I mean, we have a perfect sample. Look what happened today and look what happened the last Wednesday. Bayer Leverkusen, they were super favorites. They ended up losing not 1-0, 2-0. They ended up losing 3-0. And today, the same. How many people thought that Olympiacos was going to beat Fiorentina from Italy? Probably nobody. Probably only the Greek people.
And it's the first Greek team to win a European trophy, I think.
So that's why I say, guess what happened? Olympiacos ended up winning. So right. At the end of the day, as a Madrid fan, of course, I have a lot of faith that my team is going to win. And I feel at this point that I'm a little bit of a lucky charm. Every time I went, we won. But you need to be very, very respectful.
Yeah, you got to be very respectful. Borussia Dortmund deserved to be here. They beat Atletico, which Jaime probably said a very tough matchup. And then they beat PSG Paris, Mbappe's Paris, which we know what's going to happen next with him. But what did you think about this run? I mean, obviously, no Champions League matchup was hard. But I would say they had a little bit easier than Madrid. I mean, Atletico was having a good season, right?
Yeah, no, but I mean, if you think about it, the quarterfinals were the best teams of Europe. I mean, you cannot deny that this year, I mean, maybe Inter Milan was better than Atletico. But again, they lose in the penalties. So when you lose in penalties, I mean, you cannot blame it and nothing else. I mean, penalties is like a lottery, right?
Big time. So it's 50-50.
But if you see, all the games were crazy. All the games, they were an amazing games. You know, like,
there were a lot of goals this year, I feel like.
And we saw a lot of goals. We saw great games. We saw great action, great everything. Atmospheres in the stadium. I was recording all my games in football, because even that I watched the Real Madrid live, but I want to watch also the other games, you know? So,
if you have Paramount, you're able to watch both games.
Yeah. I guess I need to get Paramount next year.
$12 an hour, not a sponsor of the show. But yeah, as Jaime said, Borussia Dortmund played some good clubs. It was just not Real Madrid getting the two best clubs, probably. But looking at this lineup for Real Madrid, obviously. The only difference, because this is a lineup they play against Bayern, the goalkeeper, Lupin, I think is his name. Courtois is back, isn't he?
Courtois is back. And as a matter of fact, Lunin, he was unlucky because he basically got a flu this week. So there was some news saying that there was no doubt Courtois was going to play the final, which... For me,
he played this past weekend versus Betis, I think.
For me, it's super unfair because Lunin has demonstrated during the entire year that he's ready to play at a final. And he literally put Real Madrid into the final, having great games against Bayern, got great games against Man City, great games against everybody. But Courtois is Courtois, and now he's lucky, even that he was very unlucky this year with the injuries. He had two injuries, but he's lucky because this guy had flu literally 4 days before the final. So that make him out of the game, and Courtois will be the main goalie. Now, the only other thing that I'm going to mention to you, as you can see in the midfield, Tchouaméni, he also got injured. Wow. So basically, Camavinga is going to replace Tchouaméni there.
But which is not a bad thing.
Besides that, that will definitely going to be the Real Madrid team. I don't have any doubts. I can tell you 100% that's going to be the team. Some people think that Militao will play against instead of Nacho, but I don't think so. It's going to be that team that you're seeing there, just changing the goalkeeper and Tchouaméni for Camavinga.
And that also, also speaking about Nacho, he might go to Inter Miami, you think?
I mean, Nacho is leaving 100%.
Okay, either way, yeah.
100%, he's leaving. He said already that this year there was no turning back, and he already took the decision. And I think he's looking into a final contract at a good team. And at the same time, he wants to give their kids the opportunity to study abroad, you know? So gotcha. Probably he's choosing the U.S. And I heard that San Diego or Inter Milan, Inter Miami.
San Diego's making some noise.
Yeah, that's what I say. I feel at this point it's going to be whoever offer him more money, because both cities, Miami and San Diego, are good cities to raise kids. So I feel like whatever he pick, he's going to be very happy. Hopefully he pick Miami, because I would like to have some Real Madrid representation at Inter Miami.
At least one, right? Well, also Di Maria might be coming.
Yeah, I heard that today. That will be
Real Madrid guy too.
Yeah, that will be a good sign-in.
Also, another storyline is Toni Kroos's last match with Real Madrid. How significant is that for the Real Madrid? Is that going to be more motivation for them?
I feel it's an extra motivation for the entire team, but for him personally. I mean, it's crazy, but yeah, you're going to give those last passes. You're going to try those last shots. So I feel he's going to try to score. It's your last game as with a club. You're going to try to do something. I don't know. I'm going to put you a perfect example. The other day in La Liga, we play against Betis, and he tried a long shot as a free kick. That distance, we used to see Roberto Carlos, we used to see Cristiano Ronaldo, but I never seen in my life cross shooting from so far. Why he did?
I saw that. Yeah.
Because he wanted to have his own goal, which is good. I mean, who doesn't want to do that? So I feel like in the final, yeah, he's going to be extra motivated, and that's going to be good for Real.
Now, the new star of Real Madrid that's doing a fantastic season is Jude Bellingham. How much does he have to, you know, make that clutch for this match? I mean, this is like a lot of spotlight on him. Oh, there he's wearing the jersey. Is he going to have a Ronaldo type of game? Is he going to shine? Is he going to score? Is he going to have a major assist? What's your prediction for Bellingham? This is the biggest game of his life so far.
Yeah, I think one thing I like about Bellingham, Santiago, is that he's a team player. As a difference with Vinicius or with Cristiano, they like to shine too much, right?
Right.
Bellingham just signed this year. He had a great year because the fact that he was a team player, sharing a lot with their teammates. And their teammates ended up finding him as a last pass, and he scored a lot of goals because he played for everybody. So everybody, when you play for everybody, everybody wants to give you back. And he scored great goals. But the most important is that he wants to win the Champions League in his hometown, basically.
Right.
So I think it's a good opportunity for Bellingham. And I mean, he also have the Euro with England. So yeah, we're gonna, I mean, he just got today the MVP of La Liga of this season. So,
which is hard to get.
Believe it or not, I mean, when it comes the time to the Golden Ball, he's gonna be there. He has his chances, and also Vinicius. So
yeah, also big game for Vinicius Jr., things like that. I think I was hearing Rodrigo, I think, had a contract extension or is in talks. I was hearing something today about that.
He basically had some words yesterday that he wants to stay at Madrid, but you know, he knows who's coming, and he knows the competition is gonna be even tougher.
Yeah, which we'll get to that because I want to hear your opinion over that. Because I know it's a big incoming. It's gonna be a little bit disruptive. That's probably the word, but maybe I don't know. Anyways, let's look at Borussia Dortmund's lineup. Kobel, the guy's goalkeeper, Ryerson, Hummels, Schlotterbeck in defense, Madison, then in midfield, Kahn, very experienced German player, also for the German national team. Habitizer, he played for Man United, experienced it. Then you have Brandt, then up front, the top, Yami, and then the middle, Pulkring, and then Jadon Sancho. Not star studded, Jaime, but they do have a squad. Your thoughts over this lineup possibly for this weekend?
I mean, that's definitely going to be the lineup. They have an amazing team. Young guys that they are, I mean, they are not new in Europe, okay? If you know a lot about football, you will know these names. Probably, maybe you didn't know about Ryerson and Madison, but the rest, they are players that they've been playing a high-level Champions League for the last 5-6 years, okay? So we're talking about a team that, I'm going to be honest, is going to play very tough on Real Madrid because physically, they are probably better than Real Madrid. Then the fact that they never, these individuals, they never won a Champions League. So you have people that they want to have a Champions League. Also, the fact that, don't forget that Borussia Dortmund lost the Bundesliga in the last game last season. So if you think about all these factors, they know they need to give their above their best. They need to give them all for this game. So 110%. When you have some guys playing against you that they go to them to the limit in each play, is definitely a tough game. So I mean, what I can say is, yeah, it's true that if you compare one by one, of course Real Madrid is better. But I don't think it's gonna be a equal game. I don't think Real Madrid is gonna win like 3-1 or 4-1, something crazy. I think we're gonna see a lot of goals. So we might see, I don't know, like a 3-2 or 4-2 final. And again, it could be in either side. Hopefully it's in the Real Madrid side and we win. But man, I'm very respectful with this team. The same I can say about Liverpool of that year.
Right.
But if you start watching the other finals of Real Madrid against Juventus, we were way better. Way better. We won 4-1, way better. Against Atletico, one of the finals, we were very, very lucky. We won in penalties. The other final,
that's one of my favorite games.
We were even luckier because we tied the game in the minute 92. So that's like lucky. Then we destroyed Juve. But then against Liverpool, if you think about it, which I have this here, that it shows, you know, from the newspaper, it's called Decimo Courtois. Why? Because at the end of the day, Courtois, I think he had 9 saves. 9 saves in a game.
I remember that.
It's crazy. If you think about it, it's like, who is going to save 9 goals? And I remember Liverpool players and fans, they were like, there's no way this guy can save all the shots.
I know.
There is no way. Courtois was, at that moment, the best goalkeeper in the world. So,
and he might still be.
Yeah. There is no doubt because he's been injured the entire year. But in 2 games or 3 that he played, he did another 8 or 9 saves. So that's what Courtois guarantee you that you're going to have the chances for Borussia, but he's going to save a lot. But that doesn't mean he's unbeatable. So I see a final with a lot of goals, to be honest, because, again, I feel these guys, they're going to go tough.
Yeah. You know, that last matchup with you and Bayern Munich, the goalkeeper Neuer was tough on you guys, too. I remember that.
You see, that's what I say. It depends on the game. Sometimes games are like that. But even like that, we scored 2 goals. So that's my point. I mean, you need to see everything. And I think we're going to have a fun, very fun game. And I will bring you something from the final.
Let me know. Last time, thank you. I still have it. Jose Lu. Love that player. We talked about it last offseason. He came through against that Bayern Munich. Will we see him in this match? You think? I mean, he might not start, but what are your thoughts over him and his role with Real Madrid?
I'm going to be honest. Jose Lu, I call him Pepe Lu. He's the Jose in Spain. We call him sometimes Pepe. So instead of Jose Lu, we call him Pepe Lu. But my point is, Jose Lu is doing amazing. I remember at the beginning of the season, they did an interview at one of the radio stations in Spain, and they asked him, what is your main goal this season? Because you know you're not going to be in the lineup every game, but you're going to have opportunities. He said, look, I'm going to try to score as many goals as I scored last year, or one more as last year, and he's at 18. And I think he's at 17 right now. And he's going to play 10 minutes in the final for sure.
So, I like that confidence. I'm going to score 18 goals this season. I love it.
My point is that, like, he's a player that the confidence, and this was, you know, September, October, he already was telling you, I'm going to score 18 goals. So he's a guy that he has the mindset of a winner. And honestly, for Spain, I'm very, very excited also because we never know if he was going to play or not, but he's been lucky scoring goals at the end. And at the same time, what's his name from Villarreal, Gerard Moreno, he got injured. So because Moreno got injured, he got the opportunity to go 100% in the squad. So I think he's going to play also some games in this Spanish Euro. And I feel I'm excited because he already renewed. We're going to keep him for another year at Madrid. He's a great guy. I met him in the summer. I don't know if I told you.
You did not tell me that.
I met him in Orlando. We went to watch the Real Madrid Juventus. And it happened to be that we went to the hotel first, because a friend of mine, he introduced me Courtois and Jose Lu. And we even had a little talk, 2 or 5 minutes. So, you know. And
by the way, Jaime has met other people like Florentino Perez at a hotel. So this is not the first time.
I got him here, Florentino.
So
maybe I'm the last.
Yeah, might be. We'll see what happens with that. So there you have it this weekend, Madrid versus Borussia Dortmund. We'll get to the score a little bit later. But, yeah, you touch on Spain. They're in the group of death. How do you see this squad in the Euros? You think they'll go deep? Do you think they'll get out of the group? What are your thoughts?
I mean, we have a very tough group. We have Croatia.
Group of death, I think they're calling it.
Say again, group of death.
They're kind of called the group of death, yeah.
Croatia, Italy, Spain, and Albania. It looks like is the weakest team, but trust me, they got qualified before a lot of different teams, like before tough teams. Like they qualify first of the group, and their coach is Silvinho, which is a Brazilian defender from the 2000s. He used to play for Arsenal, Celta de Vigo, Barcelona. And he's a guy that he's demonstrated with players that nobody knows. They qualify for the first time to a Euro. So that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see what happens with Spain. Okay. So back to Real Madrid, back to the Real Madrid affairs. Mbappe said goodbye to PSG about a week ago. Most likely, I mean, he was strongly rumored going to Real Madrid. He's probably going to Real Madrid. He's talking crap about AC Milan going there, playing in Italy. I'm not sure what they're talking about. But what are your thoughts? I mean, when should they announce it, Real Madrid? And your thoughts of Mbappe joining at this current Real Madrid stage of their club history? What does that look like?
What can I say?
You're dealing with Bellingham. He shined.
Yeah, Mbappe is... he's a genius. He's fast. He's crazy good. And he's going to be a legend for Real Madrid. We already know that. And especially the way that we've been treating our legends. I mean, let's be honest. Cristiano Ronaldo left Real Madrid because he won it. Because Real Madrid, look at Toni Kroos and Modric. They renew year after year. Okay, they only offer a plus 1 year.
Yeah, like when you're post 30 in Madrid, you only get 1 year contract extension.
A plus 1 year at Real Madrid can put you to win another Champions League final. And that's have to be also your mentality. Like I guarantee you that if we have right now in this call Cristiano, Ramos, Rafael Varane, Benzema, and Casemiro, those five players, as today, they could still in Real Madrid playing. Right. Guaranteed.
100%.
And if you ask these five guys, would you change yourself the last 3-4 years or 2 years or even 1 year, like Benzema, he left last year. Would you change those years for being at Real Madrid today, again, in another final of the Champions League? What do you think they're going to say? Of course,
I don't want to be in Saudi Arabia right now.
Why? No, but other players, they are in another teams, and why they didn't do it? Because they didn't accept that plus one. They didn't accept basically the rules and the terms of their company. If the company doesn't want to renew you for plus 1 year, and you don't accept it, you leave your company, you move up.
I'm going to Manchester United.
You move to another team, but that team is not going to guarantee you to be again there in the final of the Champions League. So I think, I mean, Mbappe, he's not stupid. He knew that he's supposed to come to Madrid 2 years ago. He didn't. But now he knows that he wants to be at Real Madrid.
The time is right.
Let's not talk only about have the chance to win the Champions League. Because if he really moved when he was moved to Real Madrid, today Mbappe will have basically two Champions League, and he already won a World Cup. So he will be already winning Ballon d'Or.
I agree. He hasn't won yet.
Exactly. But staying at PSG, you take a little risk. So now he finally accepts the offer. He's moving to Real Madrid. I guarantee you, you can do the notice here that I guarantee you he's coming. And
it's like 99.9%.
He's going to be, I think he's going to be a legend for Real Madrid, and he's going to score an amount of goals that only Ronaldo and Messi scored before in La Liga.
Legends. When do you think Real Madrid should announce it?
I think they're going to announce it on Monday.
Yeah, sounds about right. Then the Euros begin. There you have it. Real quick, your thoughts. Should Man United get rid of Ten Hag?
For sure.
Wow.
A long time ago.
In replacement, we don't even know.
Let me tell you, for Man United not being in the Champions League is a big fail. For Man United, that's a big fail. That doesn't matter that you don't win a title, you only win an FA Cup, whatever. Being outside of the Champions League is a big fail.
And Company joining Bayern Munich, you like it?
I like it. I like it because I like when teams give opportunity to new coaches that they've been big players. I mean, perfect example, Xabi Alonso, Xabi. I mean, we have 1,000 examples. Company, Maresca, Guardiola back in the days. I mean, those were coaches that they retired 2 or 3 years before. Also, Cesc Fabregas, he literally was a coach and a player at the same time. He ended up being only the coach. And he put his team back in the Serie A. And Fernando Torres is doing great with the under divisions of Atletico. So at the end of the day, I mean, I think they had great coaches in the past that taught them what they need to know. And now the result is we're seeing big, nice coaches. And I think Company is going to do great. I mean, let's be honest, Santiago. Bayern Munich is very difficult to do a bad season. This year, they did a bad season.
But Leverkusen came out of nowhere.
But my point is but they didn't win the cup. They didn't even get to the final. Semifinals of Champions League is good, but the Bundesliga, they lost it like 8 or 9 games ago. So they didn't even fight until the last game. So I feel Bayern Munich, next year, whatever he does, he's going to do better than this year.
Yeah, should be. Before we go, Barcelona letting go of Xavi, hiring Hansi Flick. I don't like it. Your thoughts?
Why you don't like it? Tell me.
I think Xavi is a staple at Barcelona. I think he had a good project going. Obviously, you know, managing that club is difficult because of money constraints. But I think he did a good job. He's an icon. I think they did him bad.
Yeah, I think he complains too much. No, really. In every game, he complains with refs. He's always finding the consequences of why he didn't win. We say it in Spain that you don't do autocrítica, which I don't know how to say it in English, but basically like
you criticize all the time.
You don't criticize your own team. You criticize the surroundings. So it's like you should criticize your team a little bit. That way your players get better. But you make your players feel like they are doing perfect. You don't do it perfect. Like, he lost 2 games against Real Madrid. Basically,
which is not good for them.
0 trophies. Come on. It's 0 trophies at Real Madrid, at Barcelona. I'm sorry, but ciao, ciao, amigo. Like,
that's like Man United level, yeah.
You are not going to stay. And I think Hans Flick, he's a good coach. He demonstrated with Bayern Munich. He did an amazing season. He got Germany, terrible, but it's different. A club from a national team. I think Hansi Flick, as a Barcelona coach, he's going to demonstrate that he got what he needs. But let's see.
Let's see. Optimistic. A lot of coaching changes. Maresca to Chelsea. I don't know much about him. I know he coached for Leicester City. I was disappointed of them letting go of Pochettino as well. I think he was something going on with the project, but I heard he wanted more control in Chelsea. That's what I've been hearing, and Chelsea didn't want to give them that. So
the problem about Pochettino is also the same as we say with Barcelona. Like, when you are in such a big team that spends such amount of money, bring you the best players of the world, and you're not able to win a single title, I don't think you can stay.
Can't last that long. There you have it. Some chatter, coaching, players, things like that. Predictions. What is your final score, Jaime, between Real Madrid and Borussia Dortmund in Wembley?
I'm going to say 3-2 for Real Madrid.
3-2 Madrid. I'm going to say 3-1 Real Madrid.
Okay.
The Borussia Dortmund. I think Madrid has more experience, a lot of storylines. Jude Bellingham isn't home. Cruz's last match. Maybe we'll see Modric at the end.
Yeah, for sure. Sure. No, 100%.
And then we'll see what happens. Also, the Mavericks at the Timberwolves, game 5. Mavericks are up 3-1 in the series. Yeah.
I think the Mavs are going to win. I mean, Luka is very motivated.
He is. All right. I mean, what is the best way to reach you online? Also, talk about your podcast, because you go all over the place. You interview people from Europe, actually. So tell us about your podcast and how can people find you?
Thank you. Thank you. For the podcast is basically called Dame Bola Podcast. We are only in Instagram. And we're happy to talk about football there. I share a lot of content from different teams. And this weekend is going to be very special for Dame Bola. We're going to be live in Wembley. Ooh. So if you guys want to see some actions, you want to see the environment, you're going to see the fans, you're going to see goals, you want to see stuff that is going to happen at the final of the Champions League, follow us. And we will be happy to stream live and share with you the best moments.
You know that they get people to stop streaming from the stadium. There's some people that try to stream from Wembley in particular, and the ushers come down and like, hey, you can't do that. By the
way, I would not be.
I've seen that before.
I would not be one of those because I like to record just videos and maybe upload it, but streaming live is difficult when you are, especially when you are in another country, because the services and everything. But I would like to share some content, and I'm definitely going to have a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Well, there you go. Follow Jaime Bola Podcast. You can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on X and Instagram. We'll be live tweeting this weekend. The Champions League's at 3 p.m. Eastern on CBS or 2DN. Actually, it's on Univision, not 2DN. And then you can watch it live. It'll be an exciting match. I think Real Madrid 3-1. Jaime says 3-2. But it is a Super Bowl of Europe, so definitely keep in mind. Jaime, any closing words before we head off to London?
Let's go. Let's go for the Champions League. Hopefully, I bring you a piece.
Let me know. Piece of the trophy. Anyways.
Trophy,
this was your update.